Welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. So let's get started. Hey babes, welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. And today I want to talk about calories. I know that I've talked a lot about calories in the last couple of episodes, because I am launching a new program called Intuitive Macros, which is all about tracking calories in an intuitive way, which I'm going to explain. It's very, very different to what you're used to, okay? Because anytime, like when I used to think of the word calories or anything in that side of dieting, I'd get really triggered. And I did a lot of work around that. And I want to show you a way that some of you, not all of you, may be able to use this strategy. So I'm going to talk about that. And I'm going to talk about law of attraction around tracking and what my perspective is on it and different strategies. It's pretty much a law of attraction based episode around strategy. So it's like marrying the two things. It's like strategy and spiritual. Let's put them together. Let's understand what actually works in terms of weight loss and how you can go about it. So that's really today's episode. I'm actually really excited about this episode because I just really want to actually just lay it all out for you guys so you fully understand from this energetic perspective what's going to work for you, because there are so many strategies out there for weight loss, and it's like literally somebody will be like, this combination of food worked for me, I'm going to create a strategy around it. And it's funny because like even like I had my eyebrows done and the eyebrow lady asked me like, what did you eat for breakfast today? She kept on talking about how like small my figure is and how much she wishes she could have like a small figure. And it's like, so what did you eat? And it's like, no, like I wish people got the fact that I used to do that too. I used to be like, oh, I want that girl's body. Like, how does she eat? And then it's like over analyzing what they're eating. And it's like literally like it's all just energy. Food equals energy. And when you overconsume food or you put yourself in on a diet, making your body slow down and you're inconsistent around food, like you gain weight. And emotionally, when you're not feeling satisfied in your life and you turn to food, you gain weight. And there's so, like, obviously, you guys listen to my podcast. It's like, you know what it's all about, what I'm all about. It's like, I'm about emotions. I'm about the fact that your emotions link in with your appetite. I'm about the fact that when you're inconsistent, when you feel deprived, your body goes into shutdown mode around using energy, right? So when you're in a large, I've experienced this myself, when I'm in a large calorie deficit, right, my body can shut down. And what that means is emotionally as well, when I feel deprived because I've been on a diet, I can feel my appetite rising. Like literally what used to happen to me, because I was so self-aware for such a long time around my weight, I'd be like, because I was so much into learning about emotional eating, I knew that dieting actually triggered my appetite. The moment I would think that I need to deprive myself, I would start craving more chocolate and the foods that I shouldn't be craving, right? So it was a direct link for me. Dieting and emotionally eating was so linked. It's like the moment I even thought of calories, I would drive up my appetite. And it's like I had to change that relationship in order to get to the point now where I can just talk about weight loss and calories all day long. I can be like, losing weight, focusing on losing weight. And it's like, it doesn't affect me emotionally. Like the word doesn't trigger me anymore. Whereas years ago, even the mention of losing weight or focusing on it would trigger my appetite and cause me to gain weight. It would be the opposite thing. And so I think that's also why a lot of people have that thing around calling it releasing weight. But it's like, you can say whatever the fuck you want. If you say losing weight, if you say releasing weight, doesn't matter. What matters is the emotional response that your body holds, the emotional meaning that that word has for you. And for me, losing weight and dieting would trigger me to go the opposite direction because I held a lot of trauma around dieting, right? And that's actually what the problem is when people think of counting calories, when they think of going on a diet. It's that emotional charge that and the meaning that that thing represents, okay? And it's due to the fact that literally your dieting history has imprinted in your subconscious mind. And it's like fucking traumatizing. And I get it because I've been there. It's like I was so, and I still sometimes get triggered by like what I was talking about last episode, literally like that I get triggered still by the dieting mentality if I'm around somebody who starts talking to me about discipline and how many times I should be working out or how often I should be eating. It triggers that part of me where I was fucking unhappy and depressed and I couldn't lose weight. It triggers that because it's like, no, fucking I've got my own shit sorted out. I don't want to take on your perspective. It's like my perspective works fine for me. I don't give a shit what you think about me because it's like you could pick on me, you could pick on the way I eat, you could pick on the way my body looks. I don't give a fuck because I know I'm better off than I used to be. And it's like that's what matters to me. And it's like if you can take on that as well for yourself, it's like I always say, it's like you've got to be the captain of your own ship at the end of the day. It's like nobody can tell you to a certain extent because it's about how you feel and it's about managing how you feel and your mental health because your mental health is so tied into your eating because we are all emotional creatures and we all like use food to satisfy us. Like, because literally food is about to feel full. It's about feeling satisfied. And if you don't feel satisfied emotionally, that can increase your appetite indirectly, right? I've talked about that so often. That's why emotions and weight are so interlocked, so interlinked. And as people go through different life stages, their weight can fluctuate. They can gain weight when they go through a stressful situation. Or on the flip side, they can lose weight when they go through a stressful situation. And that is all dependent on the relationship to food. And the relationship to food is changeable. Like you can change your relationship to food. So you can go from being a person who gains weight when they're stressed out to being a person who loses weight when they're stressed out. It's all got to do with the relationship to food. Anyway, I'm like totally just going off on a tangent right now, which is great. Like I'm happy to like whatever comes out of me, I'm happy. Like because obviously you guys need to hear that information if it's coming out. So that's like that's with that. But what today is like I want to be like, right, there are strategies out there. And first and foremost, I want to tell you about the strategy that worked for me because I spent a long time struggling around intuitive eating alone, okay? And this is really important because it's like, well, fuck, like I wanted the intuitive eating thing to work for me so badly. But in reality, it wasn't. Like, I would still fluctuate in weight and that bothered me a lot. And intuitive eating alone for me, like, I worked through so many years of it, still not getting to where I wanted to be. And that was really frustrating for me. And I want this program or this information in this podcast to help those who perhaps need it. And it's like, not every, like I was saying before, like there's a bajillion strategies out there and somebody might be like, oh wow, like this program is so good, but not like, it's not gonna work for everybody. Why? Because it's like I was saying, we're emotional beings, so it's got to do with what suits us. If something feels really hard, if something is a lot of effort, it makes us feel uncomfortable to do it, it's not going to be the right strategy for us, right? And so it's about making strategy fit in with you, finding a strategy that fits in with you. And it's like the reason why counting macros or counting calories fit in with me was because it taught me to be flexible. It taught me, because I was one of those people who was like only eating salads, and I felt so afraid to veer out of that. And anytime I veered out of eating salads every day, I'd gain weight. And I got to the point where I felt so deprived and sick of salads, and it was affecting my gut health because I wasn't eating any cooked food. I wasn't eating any like substantial carbohydrates, and my body just functions better when I eat rice and pasta and bread. Like, my gut actually works better. And it's like, also, when I overconsume raw foods, my gut fucks up too. So it's like I had to learn these things, and my journey, like tracking and counting macros, what it did was it made me more confident around eating foods that weren't salads. Okay. And also, it made me consume more calories, which is great. I used to seriously fluctuate in my intake of calories. Like, I didn't realize how low calorie I used to try and eat when I was eating paleo and all that. It's like, I didn't understand anything to do with the energy intake of food, so much so that I was afraid to even eat potato and sweet potato, even though on paleo, it's completely fine to eat potatoes. And instead, I'd binge on sweet foods because I didn't allow myself to just fill myself up with like the carby foods that I am confident to eat today. And I know that they don't make you gain weight, that it's all just bullshit, right? And so I can't really thank this perspective enough that I gained around the fact that you can eat more calories, that you can eat carbohydrates, and tracking enabled me to figure that all out. And I think that a lot of people have approached tracking or counting calories from a low calorie perspective, from a really restrictive perspective, and then it's fucked up their perception of it. It's contributed to dieting trauma. And then in that case, it's like, maybe these people are never going to get out of that trauma, and they're never going to be able to do what I did from the perspective that I did. And that's completely fine. Like, it's like accepting that we all have different relationships to sit like different tools in the weight loss industry. And it's like, okay, well, perhaps that person just needs somebody else to be like, here's a meal plan and follow this meal plan. Or some people like to have this perspective of, oh, I get to follow these cool recipes and that makes me feel abundant around food. Because it's like whatever makes you feel abundant around food is going to help you lose weight, because the anti-weight loss is when you feel deprived. Like, duh. I mean, I'm sure you guys know this by now if you've been a listener of mine. It's like, you know this shit already. And especially if you do my courses, it's like you learn a deeper understanding of what I teach. It's like, you know that it's different. It's not about the strategy. It's about the energy you're in. It's about your emotions. It is literally about your emotions, because your emotions guide your behavior. It's like if you fucking self-sabotage your weight loss, it's because you're not paying attention to your emotions and your thought patterns. And that's it. It's so simple. Like, it is so simple. Everything in life is so simple when you understand why we do what we do. Right? I mean, sure, life isn't that simple. I mean, we all have our shit. But life becomes more manageable, definitely, most definitely. And your weight loss can become an easy thing that just happens when you do that mindset work. And it's like, yeah. Anyway, so like what I want to say around this thing, it's like, what I'm trying to get at is like how important it is to realize that the way you perceive a tool in weight loss is going to determine whether or not it's a suitable tool for you. And it's like when we ask about tracking and calories and whether or not you have to do it, it's like, of course the answer is no. Of course, no, you don't have to track calories in order to lose weight. Of course you don't. But there are people out there who may benefit from it. And there are people out there who definitely won't benefit from it. And so whether or not you should count calories is such an individual thing. And I'm saying this because I understand that the mind health, like the mental health, is more important than having to follow a plan. And that if somebody's mental health around doing that particular strategy is not up to speed, like it's not on par with like the energetics, they're going to suffer from it. Like it can induce a traumatizing experience around dieting, right? So, and around weight. So it's like such a complex thing, but I get annoyed when people demonize it and be like, oh, it's really bad, or it's not good, or it's obsessive, or it makes me feel deprived. It's like, no, that's just the system, the particular way that you did it. It's like literally all tracking is like a food diary. It's literally just a food diary, but with numbers. That's all it is. It's like, are you tracking your finances? It's fucking the same thing. It's like, how much money did I spend this month? Oh, let me go have a look. Oh, but it's triggering me. Oh, but like it makes me feel poor. It's like, no, that's just the way you're perceiving it. Somebody else could track their finances and not make a big deal about it. It depends on your perception. And so it's like, if you're going to do a food diary with numbers, you can do a food diary with numbers and it causes no emotional response in you whatsoever. It's like, it doesn't make me feel anything. It's like, it just is what it is, you know? And it's like, so in that way. But like the other thing you have to understand and respect, because I've noticed a lot of people out there and like, will be like, this program, you don't have to count calories, so it's a really good program. And it's like, sure, that's great, but then you're going to usually have to sacrifice something else. Because if you're not tracking calories, you're usually, the plan is then making you eat certain foods that are low calorie so that you don't go and consume too much energy. And that's the sacrifice that you're going to make. So it's up to you where you're going to, you know, what you're going to, how you're going to tweak things, you know, what's going to work for you. Because if you choose to follow a meal plan that doesn't make you count calories, there's something's got to give, because you're then going to have to say no to certain foods. Then that's like, it depends on how you want to approach it, because it'll be like, right, if I can't portion control certain foods, I'm going to not be able to, like, does that make sense? It's like, that's all it is. And having this understanding of how programs like market themselves is really important too, because you might just follow the words of like how they're marketing it and they use juicy words that like make it sound really good. But at the end of the day, like to lose weight, you're in a calorie deficit, right? There's nothing like magical about it. It is like more complex than that, in the sense that, like I was saying, like because your body adapts to certain things. So it's like I used to struggle to lose weight on low calorie diets because like I would be inconsistent. I used to struggle around weight loss because I was inconsistent around my eating. And when I started to be in a consistent calorie deficit, but not too much of a calorie deficit, I didn't yo-yo as much, because when I'd eat low calorie for a while and then I would tend to binge, I would no longer be in a calorie deficit. And when I learned to be in just a very slight calorie deficit consistently, it was easier to stick to a calorie deficit because I wasn't being so restrictive. I hope you follow that. Like, I'm being very complex in my terms right now because they're just so easy for me to talk about, that like I can elaborate on it in other episodes if my terminology is like too confusing or whatever. But it's like at the end of the day, that's what happens with a lot of people, is that they go in too much of a calorie deficit because they follow these fad diets that are very restrictive, and then they just throw in the towel and then they eat really high calorie foods in excess, and then that contrast in intake of energy is why they gain weight, because it's like they're binging now. It's like not necessarily binging even, it's like the calorie surplus is now a lot compared to when they were on a diet. So that's like why their weight fluctuates a lot. And it's like if only they found a place in between that the two extremes and stuck to it consistently, they'd probably lose weight. And that's what tracking allowed me to do. It allowed me to learn that I was not eating enough food in the times when I was dieting, and I was eating too much food in the times when I was letting loose, if that makes sense. And so it's important to understand that when people say don't focus on calories, it's coming from the dieting mentality where you shouldn't let calories consume you mentally, and you lose sight of what food is actually there to provide you with, right? Because it's because I get frustrated when people say, I've heard people say, focus on nutrition, not calories. And it's like, yeah, but that's not really helping people that, like me, ate healthy. It's like, just eat healthy and you'll lose weight. It's like, yeah, but that shit didn't work for me. How many years did I eat healthy and still didn't maintain a consistent weight that I finally felt free and just could live my fucking life and wasn't stressing anymore? It's like, don't tell me that shit. That's how I used to feel. Like, don't tell me just to eat healthy. And I get frustrated when, because I've been in that position. So I want to be that person that can help you, because maybe you're going through that. Like, maybe people have just told you to eat healthy and you do, and it's still not getting you where you want to be. And it's like, okay, I've tried this shit. Like, I've tried eating intuitively. I've tried overcoming emotional eating, and I've done that now. Or like, I've tried meal plans, and I don't feel freedom around food because I want to eat what I want to eat, not what somebody else tells me to eat, you know. And that's what I went through. My thing with eating was, I don't want to eat what somebody else tells me to eat. If you'd give me a shopping list and tell me what recipes to cook, I might not feel like eating that, and that's not convenient for me. Number two, intuitive eating. Yeah, intuitive eating is important and you have to do that. But sometimes intuitive eating alone won't help you lose weight in the beginning if you have had a fucked up experience around food, which I did. I needed to learn some sort of consistency around food. And I had to eat more calories when I was dieting. That's really important to note. When I was dieting, I was going in too much of a calorie deficit. And then when I wasn't dieting, I was eating too many calories. I was very inconsistent with my eating. And I learned consistency through tracking, right? Number three, I don't even know what number I'm up to. I lost fucking track of that. I gotta track my numbers. I'm not very good at tracking in other aspects. Mind you, tracking calories can be troublesome if you approach it from the wrong place. Like I was saying, it can cause trauma. It can be fucked up. Like it can make your relationship with food worse. Absolutely can. And that's why there's certain people that need to do mindset work around it either first or just not do it at all, you know? But that's the thing is like when you've run out of options, when you're at a place where I was at, it's like intuitive eating hasn't worked for me. I can't follow other people's meal plans. I just had to learn to track and then I could eyeball or feel into it. Like eyeballing is really good because like eyeballing means that you learn through tracking what portion control is and then you eyeball things. So you'll be able to eyeball how big a portion of rice is or how big a portion of, because like, you know, when you look at those portion control things and it's like one serve of rice is this big, one serve of meat, beef is this big. And I used to look at that shit and feel deprived instantly because you'd be like, is that one portion? Oh, that's not going to fill me up. And it's like because portion control is going to be different for different people because we all have different energy intakes. And your energy intake when you're heavier is going to be different from when you've lost weight. And it doesn't mean that you're going to feel deprived. It just means that you genuinely won't get as hungry because you've got a smaller body. Like your energy requirement's less. So you can't just look at my plate and be like, wow, you eat less than me. Of course I eat less than you because I'm smaller than you. It's like, if you're bigger and taller, you need a bigger energy intake than somebody who's shorter and smaller or whatever. You know what I mean? It's like we all have different requirements. So you can get into trouble when you start looking at what other people are eating and you want to copy them. Or it's like, or when you look at generalized portion control suggestions and then you think, oh, what the fuck? I can't eat that little. And it's like, no, of course not. Like, that's why tracking can help you learn your own eyeballing around certain foods and be like, okay, I understand that I could fill myself up on a certain portion of rice or have a tiny little chocolate. It's like if I'm hungry and I'm trying to be in a calorie deficit, I'm probably better off eating the rice rather than eating the brownie or the chocolate because it's going to make me feel satisfied and it's also not going to put me over. But if I start getting obsessed about that shit and reading into it too much from the wrong energy, that's going to affect my relationship with food, right? You have to understand from a law of attraction perspective that it matters how you approach the situation. It matters more that the energy you're in rather than the action that you're taking. What matters is the energy that you're in when you take the action, when you do the thing, right? Your emotions around that thing matter as to whether or not that strategy is going to work for you. So what my goal is because I know that I needed to track in order to get consistency around food, in order to sustain and control my weight loss to the point where I didn't feel deprived and learn more about my body, I know that there's a need out there for somebody else who might need that too. And my intention with this program is to first and foremost teach you how to shift your energy to a place where you can track intuitively and it then it feels like it doesn't make you feel all the negative things that you generally feel around dieting, like deprived, obsessed, that kind of an energy. It's like what matters is your energy around it. And so the program is really a lot about mindset work in relation to tracking. It's like, so what's coming up for you emotionally? How do you feel when you do the things? It's like, okay, so tracking makes me feel like a weirdo because I'm putting food on a scale. It's like, okay, so how can we work around that? Like, what is it that's embarrassing you about it? Do you really have to weigh food when you go out to eat? Of course not. It's like, you get to make the strategy fit in with you. And I am going to help these women in a group coaching program environment on a weekly basis on getting over those things. And first and foremost, it's like learning how to know what macros to hit. It's like, okay, so what the fuck do I even do? And no, it's not just about putting your numbers into a calculator online and then having to follow those numbers. That's probably the reason why a lot of people have trouble around counting macros and tracking. It's because you think you've got to be super rigid and hit those numbers perfectly. No, that's not how I teach things. And that's why if you're seeking perfection around hitting macros, then my programs are not for you, because I'm about law of attraction, manifestation, working your energy into the strategy so that it feels easy. Because if something feels hard, you're not going to see it through. You're going to give up on it eventually. Like, that's the biggest issue that people have with weight loss, is they can't stick to a strategy. So what do we have to do? We got to do the mental work around it, right? We have to do the mental work around it, so that, and that means that on a weekly basis, we'll be journaling through the shit that comes up. We will be like going through how to count macros strategy wise, like how do we know what numbers to hit? How do we know when we need to refeed? How do we know what moments we should be in a calorie deficit? How do we know all this shit? And it's like, I'll teach you that. I will guide you through the process week by week. It'll be a group coaching environment, so you will get some like help from me, and that's going to help you lose weight, because what better way to do it than tracking, in my mind? It's like you get so much predictability if you can track it. And why don't you want to track it? Because there's mental blocks around it. So why don't we just do both? Why don't we just like do a program where we work on the mental blocks whilst applying the strategy? Done. It's a done deal. Let's start. We're going to start in February, you know, like 1st of Feb. Let's do it. Let's go. So you can sign up from now, and you have 2 weeks to sign up, right? Once sign-ups close, sign-up closes 31st of Jan, okay, Australian Eastern Standard Time. So it'll be the 30th of Jan for a lot of you, because I'm ahead of you in time, right? So really important, because that's when signups close. And if I run this program again, then it won't be for until later on in the year, okay? So if you want to lose weight 2019, you want a strategy that is intuitive whilst also being scientific, and you're into the law of attraction, you want to be coached around your energy, around the strategy, you want a law of attraction manifestation focused approach, this is for you. Like, this is perfect for you, okay? Absolutely perfect. Like, you're going to love it. It's so, so important for this program to be out there, because there are people who need strategy
around their weight loss. They can't just be intuitive because it's that they haven't learned any structure or consistency. But they can't just follow a meal plan that somebody gives to them because they want freedom. They want to learn how to moderate the foods they love and portion control so they don't feel deprived. And that's why this program is for those people, and it might be you. Okay, so weight loss in 2019, there's a six week option and a 12 week option. Okay, so if you're part of the 12 week option, there's going to be tutorials and sessions and classes on transitioning from the counting into just intuitive eating alone. Okay. Now, this program is not for people who need help around emotional eating. If you like, my program Emerge, which isn't open right now, is for somebody who needs emotional eating help. The Academy also covers emotional eating on a more broader basis. It's like Emerge is very much the energy and law of attraction aspect, whereas the Academy is more psychology based. Like, not there is law of attraction in it, but it's more psychology based, more from like a psychologist, just like kind of I've tied in to that program what I learned from a psychology certificate that I did from, it's called EDIT. So I did a course that enables me to coach for eating disorders. And that's kind of where the Academy is coming from. It's like that kind of approach. It's like teaches you intuitive eating, teaches you the psychology aspect of emotional eating. And Emerge is like full-blown law of attraction stuff. So that's like, it's just a different approach. Both courses are equally just as helpful and have very different viewpoints and content. So the Academy, you can sign up for the Academy at this stage at any time. That might change soon. We'll see. But also, there's also the weight loss manifestation course, which is like just generalized law of attraction mindset for weight loss. So it's like all the courses have different purposes, and it's just about which phase you're at. Like, a lot of people just need to do the whole fucking lot. And like, some other people might just need help in other areas. So it's like, yeah. But this course, Intuitive Macros, is kind of like marrying intuitive eating and law of attraction with the strategy. And it's like, you get to be intuitive, you get to have like strategy, and you get to learn more about your body, and let's find out what you do. Like, let's find out what's working for you. What better way to do it other than to actually track what's going on? It's like, without a food journal with numbers, how do you actually know what maintains your weight, what makes you lose weight, what makes you gain weight? Like, let's find out. And let's get you losing weight in a way that you feel freedom around food. And once you're confident, you don't need a track anymore. And that's what I teach you. It's a short-term thing. People who are constantly tracking and constantly weighing their food haven't approached it from an intuitive way. And I can't do that shit. I can't imagine tracking like forever. Like, I just did it for a few months, and I was like, cool. I don't need it's like training wheels on a bike. It's like, who the fuck uses training wheels on their bike forever? You got to learn to take the training wheels off. But it's hard to ride the bike, first off. So I hope you're getting my analogy here, right? Because riding the bike without training wheels is like intuitive eating. Right. And it's like, you might not be able to ride the bike and do intuitive eating without the training wheels first. And that was me. I needed the training wheels. I needed to assess how to be consistent, how to do portion control and all this stuff. And I also couldn't handle fucking eating salads every day. Of course, you're going to lose weight if you eat salads every day because salads are so low calorie, right? It's not because you're eating healthy. It's because you're in a calorie deficit. And the other thing is that you are probably in too much of a calorie deficit, which is why you gain weight easily when you don't eat salads. And that's the thing that used to piss me off. It's like, oh my God, I just ate a really big carbohydrate meal and now I feel fat. It's like, well, if you ate more consistently, it probably wouldn't make as much of a difference because you eat more consistently, right? So that's what I want to help the world with. It's like, I want to help you ride your bike with training wheels on, and then we're going to take those training wheels off and then you're going to be good to go, okay? All right? It's going to be fine. I'm going to guide you through it, okay? You're not going to feel shitty and obsessed and deprived and all that because it's not like I wouldn't do that to you, okay? It's about shifting your energy. Mind you, if you're really fucked up mentality around food, you really need to work on your relationship with food. Like the web page will tell you, it's like, don't sign up for the program because I'm not going to be able to give you as much in-depth help with your relationship to food. It's like, that's a separate program. But yeah, other than that, you're good to go. Like, let's do this. Like, let's get you losing weight. It's like so easy to lose weight. Oh, it's so easy to lose weight, you guys. It's so easy, especially when you like calculate and work with your body. And that's what I keep on saying. It's like, get the strategy to fit in with you. And that's what, it's so easy when you do that. Oh my God. It is so, so easy. And that's why I'm so excited about this program, because it's going to be amazing. All right. So anyway, to sign up or learn more, it's nodietbabe.com/intuitive macros. I'm going to put the link in the show notes. I'm going to be blasting the link everywhere anyway, so you'll see it on social media and everything. Check it out. Let me know if you have any questions about it, but pretty much I think you get the gist. It's like, if you're guided to do it, just do it. It's going to change your life. Like, if you're in the position that I was in, then it's going to change your life because you're going to learn consistency. You're going to learn how to portion control. You're going to lose weight and then you're going to transition into intuitive eating. And this whole food and weight loss thing is just going to be a breeze. Like, it fucking is, because I teach you how to shift your energy around tracking so that it doesn't feel hard. It doesn't feel like it makes you feel deprived. It's like, when I asked that question on Instagram, like, what do you find hard about tracking macros? And it's like the answers that I was getting, it's like, well, if I've run out of macros for the day, then I start freaking out. And it's like, yeah, you need to know what to do there. And that's what I teach you. It's like, I will teach you what to do when you go over your macros. I will teach you what to do when you're not hungry and you're under your macros. I will teach you what to do. Like, with all of that shit, I'm like so fucking down with that. I know what to do and I need to help you with this because it is so easy when you know what I know. So I can't wait. Can't wait. Can't wait. Can't wait. Anyway, you guys, nodietbabe.com/intuitive macros. If that is where you are at, sign up. I would love, love, love to guide you through that. I cannot wait to help these women that are guided to do that. There is the 6-week option, 12-week option, and VIP option. Okay, but I'll be helping you elaborating more on that in the Anyway, I think that's it for today. Hopefully that's helped you guys out. And like I said, you know, like, tracking's not for everyone, and if you're gonna do tracking, you better be fucking doing it with me, because I don't think anyone else is gonna teach you how to have the right fucking energy around it. Like, who the fuck even does that? It's It's like, who the fuck even knows what that means? You guys, of course. But it's like, if you're going to count macros, make sure you do it with me, because no one else is going to know how to do it from the right energetic level so that you don't sacrifice it and sacrifice and do it from a dieting mentality. It's like, nobody's going to know how to do it from a law of attraction perspective. So make sure you count macros with me only, okay? Only through my courses and through me, through Intuitive Macros, is the only way to count macros, okay? I'm just like, I'm setting an energetic boundary right now, guys. Only do it with me. Anyway, love you guys. I'm just saying that it's very, just, let's just, it's, you know what I'm saying. Okay, anyway, love you guys. I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at NoDietBabe or check out my website, NoDietBabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.